League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Miguel swings it to fly ball, right field, way back and right. Garcia to the fence, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera with a two-run shot to right, his 24th, his fifth home run in the last week. The Tigers lead it.
This 106.5 The Ticket sports exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Matthews got his throws. He's got Golden Tate, who makes the catch inside the 15, inside the 10, and he's biking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags. Start the plane. This game is over. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Get ready. It's now drive time.
Sweeping left side, 10-5. Touchdown, Curtis Samuel. And the Buckeyes win it in overtime. A game that they trailed by 10 points to give Ohio State a 30-27 victory over the University of Michigan.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocks the shot. Sent Gretzky in. 3-0. Los Angeles. Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, center of cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time. Glad to have you on board. As always, driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Winding down another week. Had a good week. A lot of great guests. Kyle Rowland joined us. Craig Kahn, former host of the Golf Channel. Sean Belizean joined us one night. Nick Pedrovich talking Ohio State football, by the way. Judd Silverman gave us an update from the Solheim Cup in West Des Moines. Hall of Famer Tom Gage joined us yesterday along with John Jansen. And we follow up today with USA Today baseball writer Bob Nightingale. Mike O'Hara will join us at 5:35. To set up the Lions game tomorrow against the New York Jets, of course, we'll have that game right here again on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket as the summer clearance sales event continues right here at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. You know, I have not been up to Comerica Park all year long. And the way the Tigers have played most of the season, I did not feel a real inkling to go see them. But there's a team in Detroit this weekend, I touched on this a bit yesterday, that you might see me at Comerica Park over the weekend. I'm not sure what day. It'll be a last-minute decision. You get home, you get some things done, you feel like you're organized, you sit down, okay, I can't sit here any longer. A meniscus surgery, I'm not going to be playing any golf. So I might get in the car and head north and just find a seat kind of out of the way someplace, maybe have a cold beer and watch the best team in baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers. We'll be talking to Bob Nightingale about that team. What a run they're on. They're 24-5 since the All-Star break. They've won 50 and lost 9 in their last 59. They'll see a Tiger team tonight that has lost 4 games. And on University of Michigan night, how about this? Rich Hill gets the start for the Los Angeles Dodgers, a University of Michigan alumnus. So the Dodgers in town tonight. We'll be talking baseball with Bob Nightingale at about 5:15 tonight. Other notes, hats off to Toledo Whitmer graduate Nigel Hayes. Reports saying right now that he indeed has signed a contract with the New York Knicks. What a great organization to sign with. You want to talk about an organization that is imploding between James Dolan, the owner, and, of course, Jackson leaves, Phil Jackson, Carmelo Anthony on a daily basis wants out. So Nigel Hayes signs as a free agent with the Knicks. Good for him. Listen, you don't want to sign with the Golden States of the world or the Cleveland Cavaliers. There's times you want to sign with a train wreck, and that's exactly what the New York Knicks, again, are at this point in time. Solheim Cup this morning, had a tough time getting into it. I'm sure as the weekend grows, I will be paying more attention. I will say this, and Judd Silverman said it on Wednesday, the fanfare, the patriotism, the crowds in Des Moines, Iowa, absolutely huge as the women's golf, again, features the best from the United States against the best from Europe. Morning scores, Europe leading 2.5 to 1.5. I saw a little thing today, and the commissioner did not, you know, really weigh in on this. Basically said it hasn't reached his desk yet, but there was a story what the deal is with Josh Gordon and the Cleveland Browns. I got to tell you, if I'm a general manager, and this is like Colin Kaepernick, I'm not bringing up any political issues either way on this. I just don't know, as a general manager, that you want a distraction, you want to practice every day, and you have 25 writers in there talking about things, then going up to teammates of Kaepernick or a Josh Gordon. And what do you think? Yeah, you got Josh Gordon back. Now, the writers aren't going to get anything astounding there. We're all hoping the best for him. You know, we hope he's over his issues. Who wants to go through that when you're going to work every day? I mean, just not in sports. You know, any workplace, you know, distractions and all sorts of baloney floating around, you know, basically, I'm not bringing up either side of the arguments. I'm saying as a general manager, do you want to have your media relations department, you know, really just, this is what you spend your time on a daily basis. You're there to, you know, cohese as a football team, learn the plays, get on, and try to be competitive. So distractions are one thing that I think any organization, regardless what the distraction is. I've just been a big believer. I was in an organization for 10 years that I said this before. The Devils, they ran it like the CIA. Nobody ever knew what was going on. The media was, you know, really very limited to what you can do except on game days of the morning for the morning skate. So, I did read that on Josh Gordon today, and Cleveland seems to be going the Browns in the right direction, getting a lot of young players in there. And when you have young players, that's the last thing you want is a bunch of distractions. Bob Nightingale around the corner. Jim, what's going on tonight? Anything that you want to touch on?
Not completely. We are the ESPN radio shows after this, but of course this weekend we got some baseball for you. St. Louis at Pittsburgh, 3 on Saturday, 6 on Sunday for the coverage, and then of course Lions preseason game that'll be about 5:30. Yes, 5:30 for the start time right here on 106.5 The Ticket. We got your Lions and we got some baseball for you coming up this weekend.
Good stuff, Jim. All right, back with Bob Nightingale after this on the Vito's Pizza phone line. My name's Mike Miller.
Turn up the dial. It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time. We are still efforting to get Bob Nightingale, USA Today, a baseball writer. I might have blown this one myself. I told Bob, I sent him a text earlier today. Said, yeah, Mike, glad to go on, talk a little baseball. Wanted to talk some Los Angeles Dodgers. I think Bob lives in the central time zone. I told him 5:15. I should have reminded him that would have been 4:15 central time. So Jim Cushlin still trying to effort Bob Nightingale. I think he lives in the Minneapolis area, but I am not sure. You know, speaking of that Dodgers series coming up, one of the appealing things to me as well, besides the best team in baseball, the Dodgers, who are 85-34, and as I mentioned, they've won 50 and lost 9 in their last 59 games. Zimmerman tonight for Detroit. That hasn't been pretty. Rich Hill, you know, the University of Michigan grad, again, on University of Michigan night at Comerica Park, gets a start for the Los Angeles Dodgers. But another appealing thing about seeing the Dodgers for me this weekend, now, I really was trying to jog my memory here, but I was going down the American League standings today, and I believe I'm almost 100% certain that I have seen every American League team in my existence. I'll put it that way. And I've seen a couple on the road. I've seen the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. I've seen the Tampa Bay Rays in Tampa. I've seen the Indians, of course, in Cleveland, up and down the list. That would about be it in the American League, but did see each and every one of those teams, whether it be in Detroit or on the road. But I look at some National League teams. I don't think I've ever seen the Washington Nationals live. I don't think I've seen Miami. I don't think I've seen Atlanta, Philadelphia. I don't even think I've seen the Chicago Cubs or Pittsburgh. Have not seen the Dodgers or San Diego. But did see the Mets. I've seen Milwaukee. I've seen St. Louis in St. Louis. Colorado in Colorado. And, again, San Francisco, one of my favorite ballparks in San Francisco. So a chance to this weekend, too, to see a team that I've never seen. That Dodger Blue, as Tommy Lasorda used to say. But what a ball club this is. And we're, trying to get Bob Nightingale to weigh in on this. And a longtime writer, of course, for USA Today. But just a couple of numbers here. This team is basically, you know, it's just astounding. And the ages of some of these players, when you go up and down the list, like Cody Bellinger, 21. Get this, 21 years of age. Corey Seager, 23 years of age. Puig's only 26. So a lot of these young stars are going to be around for a long time under the Los Angeles Dodgers control. Turner, by the way, coming into tonight's game, he's only hitting 345. And the young first baseman, Cody Bellinger, coming into tonight's game, home runs. He's got 34 home runs. Joining us now is Bob Nightingale, baseball writer, USA Today. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. Thank you.
Hey, I apologize. I told you 5:15. I hope I didn't mean Central time. And you were in the Midwest someplace, and I missed you by an hour. So my apologies for that.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, I'm in Chicago right now.
Hey, in Detroit tonight, the Los Angeles Dodgers come in. Bob Nightingale joins us on the Vito's Pizza phone line. 50-9 in their last 59 games. They're 24-5 since the All-Star break. Tigers have lost four straight. I just was talking about maybe even a chance that I get up to the ballpark this weekend, and not to see my Tigers, but to see the Los Angeles Dodgers. I mean, what a juggernaut.
Yeah, just a very deep team. You know, you're not filled with a bunch of stars. It's not like the Yankee stars they had, you know, with Jeter, Posada, Rivera, Bernie Williams. But just a very, very, very complete team. Very, very deep team.
Tell me a little bit about Dave Roberts, if you could, the Los Angeles Dodgers manager. Remarkable, remarkable job. And I read today, Bob Nightingale, he originally was a Detroit Tiger draft, and your conversations with the manager of the Dodgers, what did you take away from that?
Well, just a great guy. I mean, it's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet in your life. I don't care whether it's sports or outside sports. A wonderful, wonderful person. And, obviously had the, you know, greatest stolen base in World Series history when he stole that base for the Red Sox, back in 04 when they won the World Series. But yeah, just a great communicator. Very, very well liked by his players. And, you know, they have a much more cohesive clubhouse than they've ever had.
Tell me a little bit about Bellinger at 21 years of age. I mean, listen, yeah, you've written a lot of baseball. I followed a lot of baseball, talked a lot of baseball. Nobody saw this coming. Everybody saw the talent. But to put the numbers up at the age of 21 that he has put up, I mean, it's astounding. Give me a little caveat in what you've seen on his year.
This is a guy who hit one home run his senior year in high school. So teams backed off him. And then they, Ned Clay was the general manager at that time, and his staff, Logan White, was the scouting director, said, we like this kid. He's Clay Bellinger's kid, you know, the former Yankee, pitcher, and a player, instead of a pitcher. But yeah, just a terrific talent. We always hear about, you know, Aaron Judge so much. This guy's put up some monster numbers.
Hey, tell me, listen, Bob, I apologize. We had a little bit of a technical snafu when I put you on. Where did you say you're at? Are you at the Little League World Series?
No, Cubs and Blue Jays at Wrigley Field.
Oh, okay. Very, very good. I just was curious because the Michigan team gross point is in that as well. Tell me a little bit about the National League, and you mentioned the Cubs. Is there, listen, postseason's a whole different animal. Tell me a little bit about that. Anybody in the National League do you think that can rival the Dodgers?
I think the Nationals have a chance to upset them. They have a great young pitching staff with Scherzer, Strasburg, and, of course, Gio Gonzalez. They'll face the Cubs. If the Cubs make the playoffs, they'll face them in the first round. I think the Nationals are a better team. They just got three pieces to the bullpen. So it should be a fascinating National League. You got the Cubs, you got the Nationals, Dodgers, the two wild card teams, Arizona, Colorado. But, you know, it looks like it's going to be a Dodgers matchup against the Nationals in LCS.
No, it really does. Stranger things have happened. Bob Nightingale joins us from Wrigley Field in Chicago. A couple of quick ones we'll let you go, Bob, as always. Any thoughts on a couple of the locals here? First, the Detroit Tigers, who host the Dodgers tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Tigers are, you know, they've been trying to win. It hasn't happened. It'll be a fascinating winner. I think they will trade Justin Verlander during the winter. They're not going to trade him now. Justin Upton will be back. He's not going to opt out. He's not going to leave $88 million on the table. So, yeah, Tigers have a nice run. It's just a shame they never won that one World Series for the Elish family.
No, no doubt about it, absolutely. Hey, how about probably about 100 miles east of here, the Cleveland Indians. We talk about the Dodgers being on fire. Boy, Cleveland doing great things. The Tribe starting to roll.
Yeah, I like the team a lot. And obviously, they've had some pitching problems this year, injury problems, but they're bouncing back. As soon as Miller comes back from the disabled list, they should be set. So the American League is so wide open. They got as good chances as anybody.
Hey, tell me a little bit what you'll be writing about this week. Big fan, our listeners as well. Tell us a little bit about what you're working on. Obviously, you're at Wrigley today. What else?
Yeah, just the owners' meetings, Wrigley, everything else. So, yeah, been a fun ride.
Good stuff. Thanks, Bob, for coming on.
Hi, my pleasure.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today baseball writer at Wrigley. I had a tough time hearing Bob when he first came on, and the fans sounded, I guess, a little different to me than a major league game. And I thought maybe he was over at Williamsport, and they'd sent him over there to cover the Little League World Series, again, with Grosse Pointe. I think Grosse Pointe Woods up in Detroit, they got beat last night by a team that a lot of folks think are going to win, and a team out of Texas, by the way, as well. But you look at that lineup, and you look at Seager, and you look at I got to tell you, it's going to be fun watching tonight. I'm going to tune that one in. I probably won't sit there and watch the whole game, but it'll be neat to see that Dodger blue with the likes of Bellinger and Chase Utley at 37 years of age, and he's that second baseman and only hitting .232. Ian Kinsler, of course, was rumored to go there. Chris Taylor, Jock Peterson, Puig as well. They get Adrian Gonzalez back tonight. Not too far down the road. Postseason baseball right around the corner with a lot of good teams. TASS Electronics update coming up after these words. Couple of quick reminders. The summer clearance sales event continues right here at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. 2017 Ram 1500 four-door express crew cab. 4x4, $148 a month. There's only three left, so get up here. Tomorrow, listen, stop by. I'm guessing you might be able to get into a foursome tomorrow at Bedford Hills Golf Club, the 2017 Andrew Gulch Memorial Golf Tournament. That is a hockey-themed golf outing, and again, to benefit muscular dystrophy. That is tomorrow at Bedford Hills. TASS Electronics update. You can rock the toys of summer. Your boat, bikes, ATVs, TASS does them all. Back after this.
It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Drive Time. Mike O'Hara weighing in on the Lions just in a couple of moments. Jim Cushlin just touched on that game tonight where the Indians are in Kansas City taking on the Royals. That's a situation now this time of the year. Royals obviously got to win that series and tighten this thing up a little bit. But I mentioned this the other day, and there's a lot of things that have happened in baseball over the years that I've liked and haven't liked. I wish they would get on the same page with this DH situation. I'm not sure that's ever going to happen one way or the other. Make a decision. I think both leagues should be the same. I've liked interleague play as much as anybody, hence Dodgers at Comerica Park tonight. I find that very, very appealing. But, again, there's been some things over the years. The one thing I've really liked, though, and I think all baseball fans should like it, is this wild card situation. If you look at the divisional races right now, in the American League East, the Boston Red Sox have a four-game lead over the New York Yankees. Not a huge lead, again, as we approach the last month of the season. About 6 weeks left in the season. Four games is not a lot. So I'm going to give that the benefit of the doubt and say that's a good race. Cleveland, Kansas City, that's 5.5 games. The Indians over Kansas City, still a race, but starting to widen a little bit. The West is over. If we didn't have wild card, Houston leading the Los Angeles Angels by 12 games. In the National League East, Washington leading Miami 13.5 games. That thing is over. Chicago, a one-game lead over Milwaukee, 2 over St. Louis, 5 over Pittsburgh. There is a race there. In the West, the Dodgers, a 19-game lead over Arizona and Colorado. So really what I'm saying here, at best you have 1, 2, 3. Three of the 6 divisions in baseball this time of the year without wild card would be a legitimate pennant race. But 2 of those are 4 games and 5.5. Cleveland over Kansas City and Boston over the Yankees. Now, that being said, I just counted 19 teams in Major League Baseball that are still playing meaningless games. 19 teams. Here's teams with the wild card that are still in the hunt. Of course, Boston leading the East Division, Cleveland leading the Central, Houston leading the West, but still alive for playoff positioning and postseason play in the American League. The Yankees, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Toronto Blue Jays, only 3 back in the wild card, and Baltimore, they're alive. Kansas City's alive. Minnesota's only 1 game back in the wild card. Boy, that tells you about the type of year Detroit's having. I mean, unbelievable. Minnesota, 60-59, a .500 team, 1 game back in the wild card. West, you got Houston leading the division, but Los Angeles, Seattle, and Texas, all within a game and a half, 2 games of the wild card. In the National League, Washington, that big lead, but other teams that are in the hunt with this situation for a wild card. Again, Chicago leads the Central. Dodgers lead the West. But the Brewers, the Cardinals, the Pittsburgh Pirates, Arizona, Colorado, all those teams, 19 teams in Major League Baseball, still have a very good chance, a legitimate chance, to get to the postseason. If you didn't have the wild card, 6 divisions, only 3 races this time of the year. Obviously, the owners love it. That's revenue. That's people coming to the ballpark, rooting their team on to get into the postseason. Again, that's a great move economically for baseball. Obviously, the Major League Baseball Players Association likes that as well. That generates cash. That generates revenue when teams, players, and television money, everything, when they cut up the pie, that adds to that. So 19 teams still, in my opinion, alive for postseason play. Detroit's not one of them. All right, everybody, back with Mike O'Hara. DetroitLions.com after this.
106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Drive Time. Talk some baseball with USA Today baseball writer Bob Nightingale. Dodgers, of course, Comerica Park tonight. Football tomorrow, we'll have it right here on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. We are a part of the Detroit Lions Radio Network, and a contributor to that network, and certainly ours as well, Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com, who, by the way, thank you, Michael. I know you're very busy. Appreciate you taking some time today.
Well, I'm not so busy. I've only moved a couple of cushions back and forth on the couch while I'm watching the Solheim Cup. So it's just busy talking.
Hey, let me just ask you this. 2.5 to 1.5 when I left the house today with the European women leading. Give me an update.
Well, the American women are ahead on all four matches in the afternoon. I don't think they're going to win them all, but they certainly look like they're going to get a pretty healthy lead. However, if the Europeans just win one match, it's going to be 4.5, 3.5 going into, you know, going into tomorrow. So that's just a one shot or 1 point lead for the U.S. if things happen the way I have it handicapped. Okay. And no. frequently it does or does not.
You know what, Mike? I don't know if you know this, and I know you're familiar with a lot of things in Toledo, including Joy Fair. So you must know a little
yep.
bit about everything, but the 2021 Solheim Cup right here in Toledo, at the Inverness Club, which is about as historic as you can get, host for PGA Championships, U.S. Opens, Senior Opens, and again, Toledo has been awarded the 2021 Solheim Cup. Says a lot for Toledo golf.
Well, maybe I can do your show in person that year.
Mike,
okay?
This is what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We'll be out there, believe me. We will be out there all week. And for your dedication to Drive Time, driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik, and you dubbed yourself at one time the no payment king. We're going to come down here. I'm going to have you on the air someday, and we're going to go to Mancy's Steakhouse for either lunch or dinner on me. And we'll put you on the crew, the 2021 Solheim Cup at Inverness.
I still remember your call, by the way, on Chris DeMarco at the President's Cup. So.
Oh, everybody hears it every day, and I say every day he still hasn't missed it, and Gretzky has not missed that goal at the old Los Angeles Forum either. Hey, tomorrow, the Jets at Ford Field, I guess, you know, I've been hearing a lot about, basically all the upgrades at Ford Field. What will Lions fans tomorrow notice?
You know, I was talking this morning, too, on WJR here, one of the flagship stations. And one thing I told, you know, Paul W. Smith and Steve Courtney, I'm almost as interested to see what the stadium looks like with the renovations, you know, with the full lights, the whole show, as opposed to the dribs and drabs we've seen so far, as I am the game itself, because really, you know, what I've seen so far amounts to not even a dress rehearsal, but I want to see what it looks like, and even more so next week when the Patriots are in town, then opening day against the Cardinals. But the stuff that they've done, look, it was always a good stadium. It was a good stadium from the day it opened in 2002 because it looked like a football stadium, not a carnival. And I say that with all due respect. It was just a good-looking, modern football stadium. Very, very classy. But, you know, they found some, you know, dark spots and bare spots and unused spots, and they've really updated it all with video and sound and amenities for the fans. You know, as Rod Wood, the president of the Lions, who's really been the driving force behind a lot of this stuff with the Ford family, they want to give the people in the stadium the same comforts and the same amenities and the same opportunities as the guy sitting at home on the couch watching on TV, you know, 20 feet from the refrigerator. And so it's really cool stuff. It really is.
Good for them, and you were pushing a couple of cushions around, and I've said this for years, and and you just alluded to it. And listen, I still travel and doing hockey, and a lot of times by
right.
Sunday, if we're not playing, I'm not leaving the house in the dead of winter. But I always got the feeling, why would I go and fight traffic, especially now with 75 closed down coming south, to go watch a football game when I can sit 20 feet from my refrigerator, which my cardiologist is telling me I visit way, way too much. I'm working on that a little bit as well. But it's good to hear that they're going to try to make it a little bit more fan-friendly. Listen, I go back to Harry Gilmer on the sidelines at Old Tiger Stadium for crying out loud, and the Silver Dome as well. So hats off to Martha Ford and all the folks that run the Lions now for that. Hey, Mike, 14 guys did not practice yesterday. And as you mentioned, this is the time of the year that for most fans, and I'm sure people that cover the team, you can't wait to get the things going. But are there some intriguing stories tomorrow that you'll be looking at?
Well, and there always are. But, you know, what I want to see is a lot of the same things, that, you know, from the Lions standpoint, a lot of the same things that they did last week against the Indianapolis Colts. And believe me, offensively, the Jets are what the Colts are without Andrew Luck. The Jets are horrible on offense, and they're going to be horrible. The strength of their team is their front seven on, you know, defensively with, you know, Leonard Williams and Muhammad Wilkerson and Sheldon Johnson, those guys. Or Sheldon Richardson, I should say. That's going to be a great test for the Detroit Lions offensive line, dealing with those three young first-round draft pick Pro Bowl front seven players. To me, that's probably the thing I want to see most in the game. I also want to see Jamal Agnew, who had the punt return for a touchdown, 75 yards plus, in that mock game 2 weeks ago. I want to see him do it under, you know, under the lights with people hitting him. And he look, the kid has got terrific hands. He had five punt return chances last week against the Colts, three fair catches, one over his head, hit at the one, and rolled out at the two. And then the only one he had a chance at was a ball that he lost in the sun. Shows you how smart and sharp this kid is, by the way, Mike. He let the ball bounce and then grabbed it on the hop and took off. And got 7 yards out of it. And I asked Jim Caldwell, the head coach, I says, look, can you evaluate a kid on fair catches and things like that as a punt return? He said, yeah, absolutely you can. It's decision-making and catching the ball. That's where it all starts. So I give him, you know, Jamal Agnew a positive for what he did last week. But I want to see him in action, in harness, returning a punt. And you know what? So does he.
We will be watching that little caveat tomorrow. Speaking of catching the ball, I was hanging around the University of Toledo campus today. No, I'm not re-enrolling to get my grade point average up a little bit. I did not finish, by the way. All that being said, I was on campus there at a restaurant that I'm going to do a preview show when the University of Toledo Rockets kick off their season. And one of the first thing I was asked was about a guy that's not catching the ball right now is Michael Roberts. And I guess the big thing that folks are talking about when it comes to him with all these tight ends out of the lineup, banged up for the Lions. Michael's got to hold on to the ball.
Yeah, he does. Let me just give you one other kid, too. Storm Norton, okay? Who the heck is Storm Norton? You can answer that, right?
Toledo Whitmer.
Yep, absolutely. And he played almost the entire second half last week, if not the whole second half, because he might have been subbed out on the last possession. I'm not sure about that. But Storm Norton was the number two left tackle last week for the Detroit Lions. Now, I think Cyrus Kwanjo will move into that spot behind Greg Robinson. But he's gotten a lot of work in training camp, a lot of work in practice, and a lot of work last week. And you know what? Did a fine job for what he is, where he is right now in his career. Michael Roberts, look, he caught two, he dropped two. But Chris Spielman, I was kind of picking his brain about that. And he says, yeah, well, he dropped one. He said, but did you see him stiff arm that guy and knock him flat on his back? People like Michael Roberts is, yeah, Chris Spielman said that about Michael Roberts. You just see him stiff arm that guy and knock him flat on his back. So he did some good things. I think he's going to be a good complimentary player in time. Who knows if that time is going to be opening day or midseason of 2017, but he's going to be on that roster, and I love his work ethic. I really do.
Hey, I'm sure you know this, but the story here in Toledo was Storm Norton, and was almost documented here in the local media, whether it be social media, whether it be the University of Toledo websites. Mike O'Hara joins us here in the Vito's Pizza phone line. This was a total body transformation for Storm Norton. I don't know if you knew this. This guy played basketball at Whitmer, and, you know, basically they just told him to get out of the way. Well, Nigel Hayes, one of his teammates, by the way, just signed with the Knicks today. But anyways, he went to the University of Toledo, had some promise, and the folks that run the training aspect of the Rockets program here said they have never seen anybody of that size take a body that was in no way, shape, or form even close to being able to hold up in the type of competition that he holds up now. In over a year's time, they say it was the biggest body transformation they had ever witnessed.
Well, Storm Norton and I have something in common. I have a body that couldn't hold up, too, but he did something about it. I'm glad to hear that. You know what? That's a great thing, and I'm going to ask him about that next time I get a real chance to talk to him. But, yeah, look, anytime you see a kid just come from nowhere, you go, whoa. And there are always reasons. There are always reasons. All of a sudden, he was with the first unit in practice one day. Everybody's eyes kind of lit up. And, you know, Jim Caldwell said, basically, hey, guys, we really alternate guys in and out, okay? Calm down. Well, I'm not going to calm down. Toledo, to me, is as close to being a local kid. And I want to see what kind of chance he gets tomorrow. You know, Greg Robinson played the first half last week, and I'm pretty sure he's going to be the starting left tackle until Taylor Decker gets back. And it wouldn't surprise me if Cyrus Kwanjo, becomes the backup. But boy, I'll tell you what, this kid's doing something. He's getting his reps, and he's making the most out of them.
You know what, Mike O'Hara, you say this all the time before I let you go, and all we're reading about on DetroitLions.com and the other publications are the amount of guys that are banged up for the Detroit Lions. Is this an anomaly, or are other National Football League teams at this stage, Mike, going through the same thing, or is this an excess?
Other teams are going through the same things. The New England Patriots last night lost their first round draft. Was it last night? First round draft pick Derek Rivers is going to be one of their pass rush upgrades. Got hurt, out for the season. That's some sort of knee injury. It's one of those things that happen. In fact, one of the guys was asking Jim Caldwell at his end of week presser yesterday about, do you ever consider injuries and hold guys out? And the answer, of course, is no. And Jim Caldwell said, no, he says, you can't do that. It's an unfortunate part of it. You hate it. He says, but they're not cousins under glass.
I read that this morning. You had me chuckling, by the way, when I read that on DetroitLions.com. That's a pretty good line. You've been around a long time. You don't get many. Well, you've heard some good ones, but that's
no,
a good
I haven't.
One.
In fact, when he was walking off, I says, Coach, I thought you said cousin under glass. But Tim Twentyman, who also works for DetroitLions.com, he's the lead writer there. We do observations, and I made Caldwell's comment my quote of the entire training camp.
Good stuff. Hey, listen, I'll let you go. Root on the American women. Anything that I missed, Mike, that might happen tomorrow before I let you go?
Well, not that I know, but I'll tell you one thing. There's another kid, Casey Redford. This is his fourth year in training camp, trying to win a job as a punter. He's not going to beat out Sam Martin, but I'll tell you, the kid is a National Football League punter. He's just never been in the right spot to win a job. And, you know, it's what I call it, make the bus for opening day. But he is, he's a National Football League talent. He's never given up. He's been with the Jaguars, the Panthers, the Rams, and one other team. I'm sorry, the Seattle Seahawks and one other team. I can't remember. I think it was the Cleveland Browns. And he just won't give up. But he punted like crazy last week. 46-yard gross, 44-yard net. I think he'll be somewhere with somebody if he just keeps doing what he's going to do. He's not going to beat out Sam Martin, though.
How about a tight spiral like Yale Larry, tightest spiral I ever saw?
Well, take another look at Casey Redfern. He's the Yale Larry of this era.
Very good. Thanks, Mike. Listen, I'm going to go meet my daughter and my grandson. I'm probably going to have a cold beer and a hamburger, so I'm not in a Storm Norton situation right now, but I'm thinking about it with my cardiologist. So,
well, you tell that cardiologist, you watch those commercials that say having a couple of drinks a day is good for your heart, okay? You should watch them, too.
I might watch them. The colder, the better. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you coming on. Always good, and somewhere down the road we'll touch base again.
All right, sounds good.
Mike O'Hara, got to love that guy. DetroitLions.com, and again, I say this all the time, there is nobody on the planet Earth that has seen as much Detroit Lions football as Mike O'Hara. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. All right, back to close it out after this. This is Drive Time, and Mike, join us in the Vito's Pizza phone line.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.